Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf. Amud Aleph at the very, very bottom. We're looking at the second half of Mishnah Chet to be followed by Mishnah Tet, the final Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim. Yashnu Miktzatan. Let's say in your Chavura, some of the members of the group fell asleep. Yochlu. Then everybody else can continue eating, or you can wake them up and eat kulan lo yachlu. But if they all fell asleep, then they can no longer eat the Korban Pesach. Because it looks like two chavurot, and therefore they may not eat. If they just dozed off, even all of them, they can eat near Dumu, but if they really fell asleep, lo yachlu. Now, last Mishnah, Pesach, Chatzot, Netameh Tadaim. If you touch the Korban Pesach after Chatzot, you have Tumat Yadaim, which of course signals that it's Durabanan and Gzerah. Hapigul Vahanotar, Netameh Tadaim. If you touch Pigul or Notar, Tamim et Hayadaim. Okay, Rabbi Yosef bin Amnemu, Yochlu, Nidimu, Yochlu, Echidam, Nidimim. What's dozing? Rav Ashi, Nim, Velo, Nim, Tir, Velo, Tir. Sleep, but not asleep, awake, but not awake. When the Kari Levi, on, if they call you, you respond, Velo, Yadol, Dori, Sfar, but you can't respond with a Sfara, Chimad, Kur, Levi, Kar. If they remind you of the Sfar, you're reminded of it. Whenever Yartiv come into Rabbah, Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbah, Chazad, Kan, Nimnem. He saw that Rabbah was Minamnem. Marle Menam Kanaim Mari, are you dozing? Amarle Minume Kamanamnim, yes I am. Now Nimnamu Yochlu Nirdumu Lo Yochlu. And evidently this was at a Pesach, and so therefore he was allowed to continue. A Pesach Chatzot Metame Tadaim, in other words, this is even true, if there is no Korban Pesach, to not continue. Pesach Chatzot Metame Tadaim. Now, Alma Mechatzot Avin Lenotar. So what do you see from our Mishnah? That after midnight, Pesach is Notar, which means you can only eat Timudna. Mi'an Tana, who's the author? It's easy. Rabbi Yosef. Mazman Azariah, we've seen this referred to several times, but this is the course Sugya. The Torah says you have to eat the meat this night. God says, I'm going to pass through Egypt on this night. That's Makat Bechorot. Malalan al Chatzot, just like that means at midnight, till midnight, Afkan al Chatzot, so therefore, Pesach must be eaten by midnight. But the Torah says, eat a pechipazon, which means, ad shat chipazon, till the moment of haste, which is first thing in the morning. So why does it say balaylazeh? I might think, just like kodshim, you'll be eaten during the day, which means, on the 14th, and then at night, Tamalomar Balayla, for it says, Balayla, Balayla, Nachavin, Chabayom, only eaten at night. Rabbi Kiva, Hai Hazem, I have a label. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the word Hazem? The answer is, Maile, the Mute Laila Acher, Hudaata, to tell you you don't eat it on the second night. Kasal, Darachamenu, Pesach, Kochim Kalim, Shlom, Kochim Kalim, Pesach, like Shlomim, is Kochim Kalim. Mashlom, Nachal, Mishne, Yamim, Vilayla Achad, Shlomim is eaten for today, the day of Shechita, the night, and the next day. So Pesach Okim Leilot Bonkam Yomim. So we'll switch it, and since Pesach can only be eaten at night, we will say that night takes the place of day. V'nechal Shnei Leilot V'yom Echad. You'll eat it one night, the next night, and the day in between. An inversion of Shlomim. So therefore, Kedav Rachman Hazeh. Therefore, the Torah says Laila Hazeh, only this one night. Vazman Azayim Marlach. His answer would be Milotol Tirat Bokanafka. That I already got from. You can't leave over until morning, so I know you can't eat it a second night. You can't even eat it in the second day. Therefore, Hazeh must be there to tell you till midnight. Kiva Marlachi, Lokat Rahman Hazeh, may not, by Boker, Boker Sheni. He would say Boker, as we saw earlier in the context of Sreifat Notar, is a reference to the second morning. I mean, don't leave anything over until the 16th in the morning. Lazar Marlach, Kolechat Rahman Boker, Boker Rishonu. Boker always means the immediate morning. Rava, Acham Matzah Bizman Hazeh Achar Chatzot. Bizman Hazeh, if you ate matzah after Chatzot, Bizman Hazeh, you'll let's say Dechovato. You're not Yotzei. Pshita came indeed. Kashto Pesach is matzah and Pesach are compared to each other. Pesach Dami. So, Korah Bizman Hazeh, very simply, you have to eat matzah by Chatzot. The answer is, Mavadate Maha Afke Krah Mehekesha. The Torah is separated from the Hekesh. And therefore, that's why we have a separate Chiyuv, according to Rava, of matzah Bizman Hazeh. And that's the Lalacha. When the Torah reinstituted it, it's basically instituting it like its original takana, which means matzah bizman hazeh doraita, but only tochatzot according to Rabbi Elazar Azariah. Of course, the famous machloket rishonim, Tosfot rules like Rabbi Elazar Azariah, and Rambam rules like Rabbi Akiva that it's eaten all night. A big one, Otomatame Tadaim. What's this takana about? Is it because of being suspicious of Kohanim or because of a lazy Kohanim? Chadamar Kazayit, Chadamar Kabetza. One of them said the Isur or the Tuma is at Kazayit, one said Kabetza. So let's see what it's about. Chad Tani Apigul. Pigul, they're not disagreeing. Pigul is really a consideration of chashtekuna. They have kohanim who might, out of spite, try to hurt somebody else's korban and make it a pigul. Therefore, we tell them, if you touch it, you're going to be tamei. That'll keep them from doing that. Mandatania notar, the one who said about notar, mishum atzlekuna. He was commenting that that's because of lazy kohanim. We don't get stuff done in time. Chalamar kazayit v'chalamar kabeit. So what's that about? There's a real disagreement, but what's it based on? Madamar kazayit ki suro, because the isur of notar and pigul and yichayiv karet is for kazayit. Therefore, kazayit's matami adayin. Mandamar kabeitza goes back to the issue of tumah, and tumat ochlim is always at a kabeitza. Therefore, that's how it works. Okay, the last mishnah. Birach birchata pesach. If you say the bracha, al achilat psachim, patar chil zevach, that includes the bracha over the chagiga. Berachat shel zevach lo patar shel pesach, but not the other way. To Rabbi Shmuel, Rekiv Omer lo zu poter zuv lo zu poter zo. Neither one exempts the other. It's independent brachot for each. Now, Ketim Zalomar the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel zrika bechol shvicha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, zrika, which is what you do for the chagiga, is included in shvicha, which is what's done for the pesach. And therefore, the bracha of Pesach includes the chagiga. V'lo shvicha v'chol zrika, but not vice versa. And therefore, it doesn't work vice versa. V'lo shvicha v'chol zrika, v'lo zrika v'chol shvicha. And according to Akiva, each act is independent, and therefore neither one could be included in the other, and you need a separate bracha. We end with the following story. This tangential related. Rabbi Simloi, ikla l'pidyon ha-ben. He came to pidyon ha-ben. Bo minei pshita l'pidyon ha-ben, asher kisham tzlav tzivan l'pidyon ha-ben, avya ben varech. The brach birchat mitzvah, when the father is going to give the money to the kohen, the father makes it because he's doing the mitzvah. The question is, baruch shachin v'kevin v'kevin v'kevin, the shachiyanu that said then, kohen v'varech, avim ben v'varech, which one says the bracha? Kohen v'varech, the kamati anali adei, the kohen's getting the money, so he should say the shachiyanu. Avim ben v'varech, right, the gavim mitzvah, maybe the father gets says the bracha of the shachiyanu because he's doing the mitzvah. In other words, is the shachiyanu because of the hanah of the money, or is the shachiyanu because of the mitzvah? Avia there, it seemed like I didn't know. Atashal ben midrash, kun ben midrash, amrulei, avia ben varech shtayim. He says both, vechta avia ben varech shtayim. And that is how we rule. Adran alach arve psachim, aslikala masach psachim. We have concluded, Baruch Hashem, our study of masach psachim, both parts of psachim. We will pick it up in the next podcast at the beginning of the Yerushalmi on Shkalim, as follows the dafium we order. In the meantime, yishar koach to all alamdim chen chen la'oraita. We should all continue to study and to be matzliach in our study, and of course to review what we study so that we can know it well, and can indeed be familiar with all the variant nuances relating to the Korban Pesach and to the celebration of Pesach. ונודה לך אשר חדש על גאולתנו ועל פדות נפשנו, ברכת השם גאל ישראל.